son of a bitch.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of No Time to Bleed. I'm your host, Jay. I'm here with my co-host, Micah.
Hey.
And Terrence.
What up?
All right, guys, we're back. This episode is all about the 1990 American sci-fi action film. It's a sequel, Predator 2. This was obviously written by Jim and John Thomas, directed by Stephen Hopkins, and starring Danny Glover, Ruben Blades, Gary Busey, Bill Paxton, and Maria Conchita Alonso. Your thoughts on this absolutely insane sequel to a fucking classic? Micah, do you want to start? You had never seen Predator 2, is that
no,
correct?
I had never seen Predator 2 because the concept of, you know, the predator in the city sounds stupid to me, as it did with Arnold Schwarzenegger, which is why he didn't do it. But this was something special. It is the perfect kind of ridiculous that these movies entail. It was, like I said, it was very jarring to see the Predator outside of a, you know, jungle-esque environment.
Right.
But I dig it. It's certainly not anywhere near as good as the first Predator. I mean, what can be.
Right.
But it was a very entertaining watch.
I agree with that.
I give it 3.5 beads of sweat out of 5.
Only 3.5? Huh. There's so many beads of sweat. Terrence, your thoughts?
It's been a while since I actually saw this movie. It's ridiculous. It's not good. It isn't good.
I mean, compared to the first one, or just
compared to the first one, and then just like watching it again, it's like it's not very good, but it's slightly entertaining. It makes me beg the question: is Danny Glover a good actor? Like, seriously, because I've seen him in a bunch of different movies over the last like month or so, and I'm like,
yo, we've done, this is our third recording today, two of them featuring Danny Glover pretty prominently, actually.
Yeah.
And the last week we
had him when he was in another movie.
Wait, what?
Come Sunday.
Oh fuck, he was in that too. God damn.
It's like Danny Glover month. Yeah, I'm not too sure. That nigga's actually a good actor.
That's actually a pretty good question. I don't know that I could refute it. Like, right. I don't know that Danny Glover is that great of an actor. That's
no, he's not. Judging by like the last couple movies I've seen him in, I know he's older, but he is not old in this movie. He ain't that good in this movie.
I would argue that is not untrue. I enjoy him in this movie, but yeah, I wouldn't say he's good.
I wouldn't say he's good. And if you think back to the Lethal Weapon movies, what is he most famous for saying? I'm too old for this shit.
Yo, he's right? One of them dudes that's just been old forever.
Yeah.
Like, out the womb. Like, like this took place in 1990, and he looks just like he does now. Except with, like
less gray hair.
Yeah, with less gray hair and a slightly adjusted facelift. Like, this is... It is. This movie is all kinds of ridiculous, and it doesn't capture the same magic, I feel, that the original Predator did.
No, not at all. Not at all.
This is kind of goofy, yo. Like this movie.
Well, and I think the thing is, like, it's not done by the same people, right?
No,
like,
it is done by the same people. It's done by the same writers and same producers.
Wait, the same writers wrote this and the first one?
Yes.
Wow, okay. I did not know that. So,
yeah, this gets...
That's crazy. I don't know. How did they fall from grace?
Jesus Christ.
I don't know what the fuck I'd rate this.
Predator, the created by Jim Thomas and John Thomas. This is the actual being of the Predator. Here we go. The written by, produced by Lawrence Gordon, Joel Silver, and John Davis. That's very funny. And that, what you're doing right there. Yeah. And written by Jim Thomas, John Thomas, and an uncredited Shane Black.
Yeah, Shane Black is what made that movie.
Right? Yeah, right. Written I by mean,
that
John.
Is, that is clear.
Written
is
by clear. Jim and John Thomas and produced by Joel Silver, Lawrence Gordon, and John Davis for Predator 2. So it's the same people.
Wow. Yeah, I'd probably give this two Jamaican voodoo priest out of fucking five or whatever the fuck them niggas were. I don't know what the hell was going on with this shit. A bunch of nonsense.
Yikes. Okay, so for me, Predator 2, I have a level of nostalgia for this movie, right? Because I saw this movie in theaters in 1990. I am not ashamed to say that.
You were 10.
Yeah, my father didn't really understand the idea of like not letting your children see certain movies. Because this one, I mean, certainly Predator is a much more violent movie, mm-hmm. but it's not like this one is like done with kid gloves necessarily. Like, it's pretty decently R too. But yeah, I saw this in theaters at 10 years old. I can neither confirm nor deny because I honestly don't remember. But there's a decent chance I probably saw the original Predator in theaters. But I don't remember, you know, yeah. I wouldn't remember it
been like
as much.
Five.
Oh, it was seven. seven. But I definitely watched the original Predator numerous times with my father, and I was not in my 20s. This is the same nigga who took me to go see Booty Call. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Okay. So, yeah, look, I've got a little bit of nostalgia for this movie. It's not good. No, it is not good at all. But at the same time, I kind of love the fact that they chose action star Danny Glover for this. Like, because this is before Lethal Weapon, right?
This is not before Lethal Weapon.
Oh, is no. Lethal Weapon in
Lethal
the
Weapon's
80s?
In the 80s.
Lethal Weapon started in the 80s.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah, I stay corrected. But okay, fine. It's still Danny Glover from Lethal Weapon. It's not like they chose Mel Gibson, who's the real action star of that series.
At one point, Patrick Swayze was approached to star in the film, but he was unable to do so because he was injured during the filming of Roadhouse.
Hmm. That's it.
You see Patrick Swayze
in this movie?
As Mike Flanagan or whatever the fuck the
Mike,
character's
Mike
name.
Harrigan.
Harrigan, that's not a black name.
Yeah. No, that's right. How you know. Right. That's how you know they switched that shit at the last one. They were like, you want to change the name? They're like, nah, fucking Mike Harrigan, played by Danny Glover. Right. All right, that's
this fucking black Irish guy.
Yeah. It's from the south side of Boston. Yeah. Patrick Swayze?
Yeah, Patrick Swayze.
Sure.
No, I can't.
Sure, I don't know. I don't know.
Like, this movie is so unique that I can't see anybody else doing any other thing. Because one, I don't think they would be stupid enough, and two, like, this movie is so like bad, but it's its own unique kind of bad.
So does
I don't
this
know
feel,
if this shit makes any sense?
Okay, but here's the thing. Here's the thing. This feels like it should have been in the RoboCop universe. Right? RoboCop came out in 87, right? 3 years prior to this. Like, doesn't it, like, just the cityscape and everything to me feels very RoboCop-esque?
Like, the introduction of this movie is two fucking factions just shooting out in at 12 o'clock in the afternoon in the middle of L.A. I'm like, they got, like, rocket launchers and shit. I'm like, that's a little ridiculous.
They have Steyr AUGs and Uzis. Danny Glover's gun has a scope on it.
Yeah, I don't think the police weapons are standard issue. Guys.
I don't think they're real. Right. Like, as in, like real.
This is some 1990 shit when it comes to guns and like
now you have to remember, Micah, before you continue, this takes place in the future.
Yes, in 1997. That's why the police have fucking sniper scopes on their goddamn
Desert Eagle handgun.
Standard issue Desert Eagle pistols.
That's not a Desert Eagle. You see how he was holding it? That bitch weighs like a pound. The gun that he's got in his hand is like a pound. Because he's waving it around like it has no weight to it. And that thing has a fucking scope and all kinds of other shit on there.
A scope and a red dot sight. many fucking police standard issue service weapons have a red dot sight?
You need that for police work when you're going up to people in the daylight.
A scope and a red dot? Like, really?
Also, in 1997, what is this other gun he has? It's like sawed-off shotgun-style gun that he keeps, I assume, standardly issued, taped to the top of his trunk.
Well, I think every cop actually does have a shotgun.
They do.
Not sawed-off shotgun.
Yeah, though. I don't know what's going on.
He was like, I'm
going
to go ahead and modify this.
Well, in 1997, bro. Like, you just got to do what you got to do. Future.
I always love, like, watching these old 80s, 90s movies of their idea of the future. Yeah. And what's even more funny is, like, the near future. Like, they didn't foresee
that we
would get right.
And this nigga went back to wearing 1920-style clothing.
Right. In 1997, they'll be wearing billowing pants. Like, they'll all be dressed like Donald Trump. Like, they look like morons. But it is funny. Like, the near future is just a hellscape. Meanwhile, 1997 was like, yeah, it's just fine.
About making money.
Yeah.
Clinton's president.
Yeah, yeah.
We were becoming millionaires and shit.
Like, it was literally the opposite of this. And we had crime issues. I mean, certainly. I don't know about Mexican gangs shooting at cops at 12 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right. I don't know if we had. Did we have long-haired Mexican gang leaders snorting coke to power themselves up?
Well, like, that fucking, probably did happen.
Like Mario eating a fucking power mushroom and shit.
I like that they go in and they get those fucking like 50 cal rifles from fucking RoboCop where they're like, I'll buy that for a dollar. Like, yo, where did they get these? Like, it's just nuts. Also, it's 1,000 degrees in LA, I assume.
Apparently.
Yo, what? Danny Glover has, it's like a sawed-off shotgun. Like, that is an illegal weapon, Danny. That is an absolutely illegal weapon. I think you're right. I don't think Danny Glover can act. I think you're right.
I was just watching. Just like,
look, write into us. Let us know. But can Danny Glover, like, what's the movie where he's acting? And you can't say Lethal Weapon. He's not acting in those.
Yeah, movies. He's just an old black man. He's acting like an old black man. Guess what?
Yeah, he just gets older and blacker in every one of those movies.
Like, I've seen The Color Purple. That really wasn't his movie. One would say he wasn't the best actor in that movie either.
I mean, I think we're not giving him the benefit of the doubt since none of us have seen the tour de force that is This Christmas.
Oh, he wouldn't have been the main actor because everyone knows that Monique was the main actor, even though she was barely built.
That's right. She was. That was her name first on the poster, and not Elise Neal's name. Okay, I got you.
I'm just saying, this is a fact.
And Elise Neal's not a good actress either.
No, she's not. Don't just stand there, pee on it or something.
Yeah, that was her. Aw, she was an Insecure. That's a good movie. A Mexican group of gentlemen decide to have a shoot-off. Oh, I didn't get my score. Probably five. I can't believe this is the second best Predator movie out of five.
Oh, you're right.
It's the second best.
Wow.
It's the second best. It's the second best movie with the Predator character in it, period.
God damn.
Alien versus Predator? No. Alien versus Predator 2? No.
Nah. I don't even think I saw that. I saw the first one.
I didn't see AVP 2.
I didn't see AVP 2.
But the reviews say that I'm right.
And I saw Predator.
Oh, and yeah. Or
Predators. Or
Predators. Also not very good.
Yeah. You know who shouldn't be an action hero? A dude with a broken nose.
Adrian Brody.
I don't.
You got a broken nose, yo. No, it just looked like you got punched in the face, and then I can't take you as I can't take you as a badass action star. Like,
I don't think his nose is broken.
Get some Zyrtec, motherfucker.
Like, I don't think his nose is broken. I think he's just Jewish.
What? Really?
Wow. Yeah, I don't think his nose is broken. Like Owen Wilson, that dude's had his nose broken. I don't know, like. 100 times.
Wow. Oh, you're the Predator. Wow. That's this active camouflage. Wow.
Like, I would rather see that than fucking Adrian Brody trying to be a badass. I have to agree with you, though. Adrian Brody as a badass was one of the worst choices.
Wasn't Topher Grace in that movie, too?
Yeah, he was playing a sociopath. And Lawrence Fishburne was in it.
Nah, yo, he's just Jewish.
Sorry.
I mean, he's got a fucking schnoz. Look at that thing. Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
he looks like the father from the Wild Thornberries.
Yeah.
He's got a gonzo nose, man. This shit kind of hooks down.
Adrian Brody is a funny looking dude. That's funny. So Mexican gang, I assume they're Mexican because this is 1990. So anybody who's Latino is in fact Mexican. So a Mexican group of guys starts shooting out with the cops. They shoot two motorcycle cops and then they just start firing on any cops who try to come and save them. And then that's when Danny Glover's team shows up with Ruben Blades and Cochinita or whatever the hell her name is. She is the Latina woman from The Running Man, incidentally.
If you recognize her.
And she doesn't look very good anymore because she's had way too much plastic surgery.
Sad. That's very sad.
Maria Cochinita Alonso. Yeah, look at her. She looks fucking terrible.
Oh, that's her?
Yeah.
I was like, who is that woman? I did not realize that was her. Oh,
yeah.
That is not.
Yeah, you shouldn't have done that because you were really pretty back in the day. She was a good looking lady. Mm-hmm. She's got like silicone shoved in her face and fix a flat. Like, don't do that.
That's terrible.
Yeah, it is. So eventually Danny Glover shows up. His team had been trying to hold off all these guys. He shows up and he's like, hey man, I got a good way to take down all these Mexicans, with their drugs and guns. So Morton Downey Jr. is there, giving a report for Hardcore News.
He plays the same fucking character in all these movies.
He's playing himself.
Yeah, he's playing himself.
Just a fucking loudmouth. Here's the thing. I used to think Morton Downey Jr. was Robert Downey Jr.'s father. Because I didn't know how names worked because I'm stupid. I was like, oh, that's Iron Man's dad. That is not Iron Man's dad. And he's not related to him at all, I don't believe, either. Which, that's a good thing for Robert Downey Jr.
Isn't Hardcore News like a playoff of like...
Inside Edition?
Yeah, Inside Edition.
There was a show called Hard Copy.
And Hard Copy, yeah.
That's what I thought yeah, it was about
there
to
was
say.
A Hard Copy.
Were they like tabloid news back in the day?
I think Hard Copy was. But I know, like, they didn't show gunfights.
Yeah, that's what
like,
I'm saying.
This is some shit out of, like, Nightcrawler, the fucking movie.
Yeah, like, he's showing these bodies stripped of their skin and hung like fucking dead chickens and shit.
Well, this is Fox News in 1997, right? Like, this is in the near future. Fox is like, yo, these ratings are dipping. Let's just start showing people being murdered. But in, like, foreign countries, like, the newspaper, they'll just show that shit. They don't give a fuck. Just put that shit up. Somebody got killed. Here's a picture in the newspaper. Like,
I've never been to L.A. Have any of you guys been to L.A.?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is L.A. as desperate to be as hardcore as this, as we see in, like, 80s movies? Like, New York is portrayed as, like, hard because it is, especially back then in the 80s and 90s and shit. Whenever I see L.A. in a movie, especially that was released around this time in the 80s and 90s, L.A. desperately wants to be like this very, very like hardcore place.
Well, now,
I understand the riots and stuff happened. But
you got to remember, like, L.A. at this time had a lot of gang violence. Like, they did.
Okay.
Yeah. Like,
I'm just
was it spilling into the regular streets of L.A.? No. Like, rich people were like, oh, they're Mexican cartel gangs. Like, no, but... Certainly, like, there's a lot of like a lot of gang violence.
Like, I don't remember too many movies of like there are serious movies about New York being like this hard, right? Like, I don't remember serious movies about LA being
Colors.
This hard.
Colors.
Okay. All right.
That's a terrifying fucking movie.
Okay.
Menace to Society. That's in Compton.
I don't take that seriously. Like, that's like Compton is Compton. You know what I mean? Like, that's where the black people are. Like, this type of L.A. just feels like...
Oh, I don't think L.A. was ever like this.
Yeah.
No. No. I don't think Mexicans have ever taken over L.A. just started firing off at cops. Like, that's madness. Like, nah, fuck that.
I don't know. It just seems to me that L.A. has a giant chip on its shoulder. It's like...
Yeah.
It's like, oh, well, you had an escape from New York? Well, we're hard, too. We just make an escape from L.A.
Like, what are you escaping? Hot girls in bikinis rollerblading? What the hell are you talking about?
What are you escaping? Sunny weather?
it's so warm and reasonable here. It burns. We have the fifth largest economy in the world. It's terrible to live in California. Shut up.
God, I want to escape this liberal fucking bastion.
Go to San Diego. You can find it. Yeah. You can find a conservative bastion right there. God, I made a fucking mistake. Moved all the way to California to live next to the biggest assholes in the fucking entire state. Great. Wow. Oh, have you read the book about the rapture? Get the fuck out of my face. That was an actual coworker of mine. I was like, the rapture? I laughed. I was like, oh, no. Wait, you're serious? Oh, you believe this? Okay. Wow. I'm sorry. LA is mostly gang. I mean, they did have gang violence, but I don't think it was ever to Danny Glover. They didn't need to bring Danny Glover in. You know what I mean? Like, I think that was fine. So Danny Glover has this wild idea. Mike Harrigan, a known black name, comes in. He's got his like corduroy pants on. It's 145 degrees outside because they didn't take global warming seriously. So the earth is just heating at a rapid rate, I assume, in the near future. He decides he's going to put two bulletproof vests in the windows of the passenger side, in the passenger front seat and the passenger back seat. He's going to put bulletproof vests, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he then knocks the door off of his Chevrolet LTD. I don't know what the fuck this car is. Knocks the door off the car. Drives it so he can see and lean down out of the hole that used to be a door and doesn't get shot, amazingly.
Yeah, that part was off-putting.
Nice.
I'm like, he's driving, he got his head out the door, he's driving straight into gunfire. I'm like,
nobody thought to do this. That's the same out a
little bit. The two bulletproof vests that you put in the side passenger side, it's not going to work and you're coming at him full stop, full speed ahead.
Yeah.
Until you do your little 180 or your 60-degree turn or 90-degree turn.
Well, this is where Taraji P. Henson learned it. So yeah. he does a nice slick move. He turns the car, and then bam, car is right up against those guys, and they're protected by those two vests because those two vests are going to stop all these automatic machine gun fire coming through your old LTD. All right. So the cops save the two other cops who've been hurt initially, and the Mexicans, they go take a siesta inside one of the buildings. Luckily, Maria Cochinita, she kills one of them, so that was pretty dope. Guy grabs the gun from RoboCop. He's like, yeah. Another guy's like, oh, let's get this cocaine, this cocaine. And he uses it like Red Bull to hype himself up. And they get to shooting. Now, while the Mexican gentlemen are in the building, and the one guy is just like, yo, he looks fucking wild. This guy hasn't brushed his teeth in a month. Yo, his teeth are as yellow as a racial stereotype about an Asian person. Look at those things. God damn. Dude, Listerine, my guy. Once. He's like, let's fucking do this, man. And so he's ready to go, and then he looks up, and oh shit, here comes a fucking predator, or I assume it's a predator, I don't know. I can't see it. It's using urban camouflage. And,
like, and even that effect.
It looks like shit in this movie.
It looks terrible, man.
Yeah, it looks worse than the first movie, I think.
It does. You know what I think the difference is about this? One of the big differences about, besides location, with this movie and the first one, is you don't see the predator a lot in the first one. You see him a lot in this. And it's like Jaws. Like, once you kind of show the monster.
Yeah, you're not afraid of it anymore.
You know, yeah, it's like, all right, this is a big, big nigga from over there.
Right.
That's all it is. It's a big black dude in a suit. So the predator comes down and then just blows up the entire room for some odd reason, killing all of these Mexican gentlemen, just about. And so Danny Glover and his team, they head into the building, even when they weren't supposed to, and they go to find these guys. The one guy with the yellow teeth comes out, his little baked bean teeth, and he comes out of the room and he's like shooting. He's shooting at the predator. He sees the cops. He starts shooting at them. Kills one of the cops, and then he escapes up to the roof. Danny Glover, of course, pursues him, and he finds this guy on the roof. And this guy's freaking out because, you know, he knows the Predator is there. He doesn't know what the hell it is, but he knows it's there. And he's just freaking out. Like, and he's got blood everywhere.
Like how that active camouflage isn't really, like, hiding you.
Yeah, spinning light around you.
I mean, but for some reason, I feel like people can see it better in this movie than they could in the last movie. Maybe it's just because it looks bad.
Well, and I think it being in an urban environment, there's more things behind it that look different. Yeah. Where you're just talking about like leaves, right? Where it's just like it just all looks the same. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. I guess that makes sense.
But again, it's Predator 2. You take it for what it is. The Mexican guy's like, oh shit, there's a Predator. And he starts like, he goes to fire. And then Danny Glover unfairly just shoots the guy like 9 times in the chest. The guy falls off a building and he dies.
I like how he has enough time to turn around mid fall.
Yeah. I like how Danny Glover, for some reason, they decided, why is his pants so big? Danny Glover is terrified of heights, but they never really get into that. Like maybe one other time in the movie, but like it's like something in the character that doesn't ever really get explored.
Yeah, he's got arachnophobia, and it's not really mentioned again until at the end of the movie.
Arachnophobia.
Oh, whatever.
I was like, that's spiders.
Yeah.
Oh, I said arachnophobia.
Yeah.
Oh, I must have been, I had to kill a spider in my bathroom. And my wife was talking. And this has nothing to do with the movie. I just find it hysterical.
Acrophobia.
Acrophobia. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And
I have a fear of stationary heights.
And
stationary. I'll explain. Please continue. Story.
And a little spider was, you know, swinging from a web coming down, right? And she's just sitting there talking. And the thing is super small, right? And she's sitting there talking and she's not paying attention to it. So I go over, grab some toilet tissue because I'm trying to hurry up and kill this thing, you know, while she's not paying attention. And the problem is it was at my eye level, right? Mm-hmm. So she sees me out the corner of her eye and I'm doing this. And I swear to God, this is the fastest I've ever seen this woman move in my entire life. She went from our bathroom, jumped over the fucking bed like she was in a John Woo movie, right? She was running, she jumped, spun around, and started bicycle kicking before she hit the bed and then damn near fell off the bitch. That's how afraid she is of spiders.
Wow, she really has an arachnophobia.
She has a serious arachnophobia. And
like if you weren't there, she would just close that door and like never use that bathroom.
She would have ran and not used the bathroom until I got home.
Like, no, I'm saying like if you didn't exist. She was just like, she would like light that bathroom on fire, but that's the room doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah. She would arm herself. We keep spray in two different locations. One by the steps. She would run and get the spray by the steps and one downstairs. And she keeps it by the steps because she doesn't keep it in the bathroom just in case there's a spider in the bathroom. Then you're like, oh shit, what the fuck am I supposed to do now? So she would have ran and she would have came in and she would have just sprayed everything and then just ran and hoped that it died and then come back tomorrow to see if she can find a body. I'm dead serious, yo. It was the funniest shit I've ever seen in my life. I've never seen her move like that ever. She was ready. Right.
Did you have dubs that like?
I mean, like that's like it. We might as well have. Like John Woo would have been proud, man.
Like get this wow. Get this woman some dubs.
Like it's got to be a sizable spider for me.
No, this
like
was
that.
You. Like, you wouldn't even be able to see it if I didn't point to it.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Phobias are not logical.
Like, nope. They're just not, but I'm not knocking them. You got a dog up there that I am afraid of. So,
yeah.
It's a kid. It's a baby.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right now.
Yeah. Right now.
I think it's a 30 pound baby.
give it a couple of hours. It'll be 65 fucking pounds. Giant ass dog.
Yeah.
He's small. You pussy. Anyway, so at this point, we find out that you know, all the cops come in after Danny Glover has neutralized the situation with his giant billowing corduroy pants. He sees that the guy's falling off the roof. Everybody's there. The Predator is watching from afar. We find out that the Predator has gone and killed a bunch of those dudes and strung them up, which is kind of cool because that's what the Predator does. Why? I don't know. Helicopter shows up. There's a bunch of dudes in it who all look the same. They all got their clothes from the same Walmart. They all are wearing the same shitty douchebag sunglasses. They all have a general douchebag haircut. They're cool, right? And the coolest one of them is Gary Busey before he had that car accident and went insane.
So Shane Black's Predator film?
Mm-hmm. His new one.
His new one?
Yeah.
Is going to have the son of this character.
Yeah, Jake Busey. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're basically saying that the Predator is ignoring all those other movies and just doing Predator 1, Predator 2, and then
it's not even taking Predators into account?
No.
Nope. Wow.
Mm. Wow.
Wow.
good. Back at the police station, we see Bill Paxton, not Bill Pullman, a young Bill Paxton.
Yeah, I didn't recognize him at all.
Really?
Yeah.
He's got such a unique face, and like his acting style is so like, it's not like anybody else's. He was such a weird guy. I liked when he played Chet in Weird Science, turned him into a piece of shit. But he's there and all the other members of Danny Glover's team. His boss is like, look, you're going to, you know, shape up, make sure you get this shit right, and you're going to have to deal with these other people coming in who want to Gary Busey's team as well. And he's like, look, shit's wild. None of it makes any sense. I'm trying to help. Bill Paxton joins the team. He's a hotshot rookie cop from another district. Danny Glover's like, look, welcome to this shit. No more cowboy nonsense. You're on the team. Just, you know, protect your neck. That type of shit.
Here's something interesting. The studio kept pushing for Steven Seagal as the lead.
No.
The director was like, nah, yo.
Steven Seagal stinks.
Yeah, Steven Seagal for the lead of this movie?
Yeah. Could you imagine?
No.
I couldn't. He sucks. Steven Seagal is an all-around.
Would he want to go fist the cuffs with the goddamn Predator?
Right.
Yeah, he wanted
martial arts.
He would just judo chop it.
Yeah.
Like, nah, yo. Get your keto ass about it. Punk ass. Next up, we cut to a scene of a woman getting the life fucked out of her or trying to fuck the life into someone.
Yeah, that was really bizarre. So I'm like, why is this grunting and screaming and shit?
I mean, look, I'm all for you having a good time, yo. What is going on? Look, I have never had sex. I am perfectly okay to say this. I have never had sex with a woman where that is her reaction, like, I think you're killing me. Like, nah, yo, like...
Trying to exercise a demon.
Yeah, she's just like, fucking, well, calm down. You're not riding on Lexington Steel.
Yeah, lady, that's dangerous, man. Like, you can break a dick.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't fucking do that shit.
And look, like, I need a steady groove, okay? Yeah,
like, fucking find your, you can have fun, but don't, like, have a spasm.
Nah, yeah, don't do that. Snap that shit right off. Dennis Rodman said he broke his dick once at a party when he was high.
Yeah, I believe it.
It's like, stop fucking
with horse. Ugly motherfucker.
Yeah, pretty much. So a couple of rude boys come in, a bunch of like stereotypical 1980s and 90s Jamaicans from probably the extras from that Steven Seagal film, Mark for Death. They came in. They're mad that Screwface is dead. So they're like, look, let's string up this white boy. And look, the one black dude is, he's loving his role. Like, he can't even stop smiling. He just got his hand on the white chick's head. He's got titties on. He's just like,
yeah,
I can't believe this is my life. I'm so lucky.
Like, she's wrapped around his leg, like at the end of Black Dynamite.
Right. You know yeah. He's like, this shit is dope. Yo, acting is awesome. I love it. I didn't know I could be an extra. This is great. So this, I would argue one of the ugliest Jamaican people next to Shabba Ranks comes in, and he's like, "I got a chicken bone with some red ketchup on it. I'm gonna wipe this on your chest and sacrifice you and take your soul because I want, he's like a drug dealer or whatever, all that. By the way, that woman has fake boobs back in 1990. Like those are just straight up silicone. Like ain't nothing soft about them.
Hey,
just two hard McNuggets sitting on your chest. Shame, man. Yeah, just two plastic lumps. I mean, now they got, I assume they look better. I mean, from the documentaries I watch on Pornhub, they seem to look better now.
Yeah, technology, man. It's ever evolving.
Yeah. So he kills this dude, and he just shoves a giant fucking knife in his chest, which was fucked up. Then another Jamaican guy gets a hole blown out of his back because the predator does it. And we get to see that woman still kept her pubic hair, so good for her. Wonder where she is now. That one, she's a great actress. It's Meryl Streep. A lot of people don't know that. These Jamaican dudes start shooting because their boy just got fucking murdered. And they're trying to figure out what the hell happened. Turns out it was obviously the Predator. And then he just comes in and starts using all these new weapons that we hadn't seen in a Predator movie before. He's got
spider web.
That's a badass weapon, yeah, dude.
No, that shit looked like it hurt, boy.
He fucked that dude all the way up. Then he's got the fucking blades on his hand. He just fucking straight murders a guy. He uses some sort of like a little prong thing to kill another guy, like shoot it straight through his head. It was great. And then he has a giant spear, which
proving that the Predator is fucking black.
Yep.
Just dreads, chucking spears. Wants to kill Danny Glover because he's a crab in a barrel too. Predator's a crab in a barrel ass nigga. You know? I think that's why I identify him more than the alien. By the way, what are you, an alien fan, a predator fan, or between the alien versus the predator? It's the predator, right? Like,
well, it's more humanoid.
I mean, and like, I feel like.
Are we talking the quality of the movies or
no? I'm talking about just like the characters themselves.
I'm a predator fan.
Yeah, like I like to think that, and maybe this is just the racism in me coming out. But the Predator is like a black man, right? Mm-hmm. He's gigantic. He's athletic. He fights with spears. He's got dreads, right?
He has a code.
He has a code, right? And the aliens are analogous to white women. Just yap, 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 yap. They yap so much, they got another little mouth that just yaps, 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 yaps and shit. They fucking get you from behind. They try to fuck you and then eat your soul from the inside out. And just, I can't stand them. I hate them.
The aliens.
Yeah.
The Xenomorphs.
That are analogous for... You know, I can't stand them. I can't stand them. What say you?
I mean, I like the Predators. I don't know that I would say that they remind me, the aliens remind me of white women necessarily. More just like, I don't know what.
And they remind me of white women with the I'd like to see the manager's haircut.
Now that makes sense. Okay, specifically
like,
that, yes.
Like
okay,
that's.
That I totally understand.
Like that's what I see when I see a xenomorph.
Is I would like to speak to the. I would like to. And then a little bit like, speak to the manager. Like, yeah,
that's what I see, man. That's what I see. And I can't stand the fucking aliens, man. Them goddamn xenomorphs. Get on my goddamn nerves. I think that's part of the reason why I never saw those movies.
Well, and also the Predator is a badass, and the Xenomorphs are just villain. Like they're just straight villains.
Yeah.
Because you can kind of be like, oh, that Predator did something cool. The Xenomorphs just murder the people you like in the movie. You're like, yeah. Oh, I hope Yafikoto makes it. Nope. Fuck. Yeah, and I mean, you're like, I hope. Well, I mean, I guess in Predator 1, you're like, I hope Bill Duke. Nope, doesn't make it either. But at least the way he dies is cool, you know? Like, so you can respect it.
Yeah.
I'd
probably go with the Predator. But I like Aliens more than I like Predator.
As far as the movies.
As far as, like,
yeah.
Movies?
Yeah, the Alien movies But, yeah, yeah, because Alien and Aliens are overall much better movies than Predator 1 and Predator 2.
Yeah.
Because, and the, I mean, Predator 1 and Predator 2 suffer from the same thing that the Alien franchise does. After Aliens, it's all pretty bad. Mm. After Predator 2, it's all pretty bad.
After Predator, it's all kind of bad.
Yeah, no, I give you that. I give you that. I'm just trying to do two for two. That's hilarious. But I still like this movie. It's because it's silly.
Yeah.
So Bill Paxton plays interference to Robert Downey Jr.'s father, Morton Downey Sr. And he's like, look, you know, you can't film here or whatever, as they're trying to figure out what happened to all the Jamaicans. And so they go up and they see all these Jamaican dudes are strung up with their skin ripped off, which to me would give rise to a theory of, I need to get the fuck out of here. I'm not doing this police work. Hey, these guys had all their skin ripped off in the last like 3 minutes. I'm good. I'm good. I quit. Shit ain't worth it. They find a survivor. As a predator likes to do, he likes to leave one innocent woman. And she's just like freaking out. They're almost always Latina, which is kind of interesting. Predator has a thing for Latin women, I guess.
Again, a black man analog.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. That's fair. That's fair. And he even had to, he lost to a black man, but then the other black dude show up at the end and they don't even kill the black dude. They just respect him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the Predator is black. I mean, he's played by a black guy.
He's played by, yeah, a 7-foot black dude who's dead, by the way. He died a long time ago.
Yeah. Tall people die earlier.
He died of AIDS.
Oh. I did not know that. Tall people can get AIDS easier. Everyone knows that. The way the blood flow goes, it's just like straight up. Just saying. So when they're checking out all the Jamaican bodies, Gary Busey comes in. It's super weird to see Gary Busey as a normal person.
Yeah. I was waiting for him to start ranting about a fire stick.
He's just screaming. Yeah, he got into a really bad car accident, and I think he had traumatic brain injury. And I think that's when he just fucking...
She shows by the seashore. Like, what the fuck?
No. Yeah.
Wait, when was that?
That was in the 90s? It was in the 90s, I'm pretty sure. That's when his eyes started like bulging out like Uncle Ruckus.
Yeah, it's very odd to see... Because
he was a pretty decent actor. And then he just straight went crazy. Straight up crazy.
Yeah. Oh, well. And his son is...
And he also had cancer, too. Which is also pretty fucked up.
He would always make, like, acronyms out of shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, true, telling...
No, that happened in
rightness.
Yeah, you're right.
Huh. So it was 90.
Oh, I mean, I don't know that traumatic brain injury show up right away, but he also in 97 he underwent successful surgery to remove a cancerous plum-sized tumor from his sinus cavity.
Jesus Christ.
The congenital growth was found after Busey began suffering nosebleed.
Jesus.
And that's probably when his eye and everything, because I mean, that's all right, not too
many. Plum is like this fucking big.
Wow, the fact that he survived that is crazy. Oh, and then he supported George or Donald Trump.
Mm.
For the American people, vote for Donald Trump come election night. Nah. Yeah, that's how you know he has traumatic brain injury, just like his other supporters. So they're all celebrating. They're like, yeah, that was great. We got up here. And then Gary Busey comes in and he's like, look, this is my jurisdiction. Get the fuck out of here. And I'll handle it. And so then they notice there's like that little spike thing that the Predator used. It's in one of the vents. So they're like, all right, we'll come back later and grab it when nobody's looking. Ruben Blades' character comes back in the wee morning to get the sort of bladed character or the little bladed thing. His name is Detective Danny Acholetto. Luchador.
Achalupa.
That's racist. So that's allowed. So he comes and he gets the thing, and just as he's getting it, the Predator shows back up and straight up murders him. Sad. Then they find out that he got killed. They also find out about. They also find out from this doctor that what that little weapon was, and she's like, "Oh, it doesn't. I put it into my magical science box, and it doesn't report that it knows what any of this stuff is made from, and it has no weight, even though it clearly had weight in her hand." I'm like, "It's an object. Like, it has, she's like, "It has no weight." Oh, my shoulder. It has no weight. I'm like, okay. It's just light. Just say light.
Right. Come on, man.
So then they find out these Jamaicans come and come get Danny Glover, and they're like, "All right, look, you need to meet with like Big Willie." What was that guy's name? King Dingaling or whatever.
Big Willie style. Getting jiggy with it.
Don't do that. Yeah, King Willie is like, "Yo, he's like a crazy Jamaican dude. He's a standing for Screwface as far as I'm concerned."
Who is King Willie? Because he looks like
Ben Vereen. I don't recognize the actor, but he looks
Calvin like, Lockhart is the guy's name.
Yeah.
He looks like someone that he looks like someone.
He does.
Well, he's all about throwing bones and trying to figure out what this predator is. He doesn't know what it is. He just knows where he is. And so he's like, "Look, this thing is dangerous. It's going to kill everybody. You can't stop what can't be stopped." And he just seems like a general crazy person.
He looks like Paul Mooney in a bad wig.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
This character should be played by Paul Mooney.
Yo, could you...
He'd be like, "Yo, this predator's here, and this nigga hates white people like I do." Like, "God damn, Paul Mooney, just take it easy." Maybe pull back a little
Everybody want to be a predator, but don't nobody want to be a predator.
I would take Paul Mooney in this role 100%. I remember a friend of mine, he was like, so he was white. He was like, "I listened to a Paul Mooney album once," and I was like, "Uh-oh." He was like, "I don't think that guy's funny. I think that guy's just a racist." And I was like, "Yeah, like, nigga, he hates white people. Are you kidding me?" I was like, "I think he's hilarious, but at the same time, I get why you wouldn't."
Yeah.
Like, I get it, man. Like, goddamn, Paul Mooney. Sometimes I'm like, "Yo, this is kind of offensive to me. Just listening to you shit on other people." I'm like, "God damn."
I wouldn't want to pay a bunch of money to sit down for an hour and have somebody tell me that black people ain't shit.
No, I mean, that's all Paul Mooney does. He's like, "Nah, fuck white people." Like, that's it.
And
like,
she's hilarious though.
No, he's funny. But no, Paul Mooney is a racist. Like, he just is. He is. It's fine. I mean, it's not okay, but I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I don't care.
And Paul Mooney's about to die. Like, he has no power over you. Next up, when Paul Mooney is in the hall or in the alleyway, the Predator shows up. And again, you see the monster a little too much.
So for this sequence where King Willie meets his demise at the hands of the Predator in the alley, wind and water fans were used to simulate the Predator walking in water before it's finally seen during a quick shot as its image is reflected on the water. So if you had any curiosity as to how that happened, they didn't use a guy in green screen. They used fans in order to do it.
I wonder how they did the actual splashing of the foot as he's walking. That's kind of interesting.
I think it was the fans that they were just.
Oh, it looks pretty. It looks pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. So King Willie is like, "Yeah, let's fucking do this." And then you see him scream, and then you realize his head has been severed from his body because that was probably light work for the Predator.
Yeah. Now, when he's cleaning up the skull, he takes, is this a gigantic straw? And he's just like drinking the blood off of it?
That's what I thought. Before he polishes it? But it looked like he was just sucking it out. I don't know if he was using his mouth or he just, it was very weird.
Yeah, it was kind of.
And he polishes it with like,
it's kind of odd. Yeah, and then he polishes
turtle wax.
Yeah, yeah.
shine that son bitch up real nice. Turn it sideways. He literally just like he buffs out any issues so he can, you know, he have a fine skull for his collection. Collecting Predator's skulls bow-legged. Is weird. What's that?
Predator's bow legged. You see him was walking off with the skull?
Yeah, because he's seven feet fucking tall. Tall people have a lot of weird ailments. Just saying. Mm. Shorter people are built normally.
You keep telling yourself that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Maybe you should have been in that last movie.
The Predators?
No, the last black and black.
Oh, go fuck yourself. How about that? I could play that kid.
You shoot my daddy?
Shut up. What's what the works mean?
Well, you know what? Get out of my face, kid.
God damn it. Yeah, people won't really get that when they hear this because it'll be two weeks before. Yeah. a little behind the curtain thing. You'll get it in half a month. Next up, they go to see this. They Danny Glover goes to see the grave of his fallen comrade, and this white family pulls up and they tell their son, who is also white, and I know that because he doesn't fucking listen when he's told something, and so he has no fear of his parents. They're like, hey, you just sit right there. Don't get out of the car. They walk away. He gets out of the car immediately. He's running around firing his fake Uzi at people and being very rude. Probably needs a beating or seven. And so the Predator sees him, and the Predator is like, I'm about to kill this little kid. And then the Predator realizes his gun is, in fact, not real. So is the Predator only spared or, like, only spurred to kill around weapons?
So apparently the Predator has the Predators play by three rules, and these are the rules. Never kill unarmed people. Never kill pregnant women. And never kill children. Everyone else, fair game if you pose a threat.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah. Aliens don't care. They'll just yap your fucking ear off.
Yeah, they need to speak to the manager. There's a Photoshop job that needs to be done.
Just take some angry white woman's head and then just put like a little version of her head coming out of her mouth. Just Google image angry white woman. I'm sure you will find plenty that are screaming at the top of their fucking lungs.
That's hilarious. All right. So then when he's out at the cemetery, Danny Glover also sees what he thinks is the alien. And apparently it's, you know, there's a heat wave going, so it's 1,000 degrees out. So he's just like, he's freaking out.
Look, I get it, right? It's hot. But yo, maybe you should take that blazer off.
Yeah.
Yo, you got a blazer on. You got on, again, pants made of an unnatural material. That shit is not cotton. Yo, that shit is not breathing.
That blazer goes down to his knees.
Yo, he's dressed like nigga Indiana Jones. Like, yo, what is going on? Yo, he's got on so much gear. Yo, take it down and... Hey, Bahama Jack, yo, take the hat off, the blazer, the fucking 49-pound pants. Like, yo, come on, yo. Just you're in L.A. Throw some shorts.
Cotton polo. What are you doing, yo? Nah,
Danny Glover doesn't know how to dress. He can't act. He doesn't know how to dress. He's dressed like a black person who owns a plantation. And I don't care for it. Like in Savannah, Georgia.
You got a mean crease in those burlap pants. Like, that shit is...
He stored potatoes in those bitches before he made them in the pants.
Yo, this suit is terrible.
Who's a better dresser? Danny Glover in this movie or our president? Yeah, you got to think about it, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I mean, at least the president is wearing an actual suit.
Yeah.
This is a type of ensemble of nonsense. I mean, this is what Denzel Washington would wear in fucking Roman Israel. Nigga, put on a suit for tomorrow.
He's wearing an overcoat with shoulder pads. Yeah. fucking Tommy Bahama fucking shirt. and parachute pants. Like this. Like a mismatch zoot suit and shit.
Oh my god!
It is. Holy shit. Oh, man. Oh, goddamn.
Yo, that shit is like a straight up just... God, I don't know what the fuck. Is that polyester?
It's not a natural fiber, dude. No, it's not, you know.
That shit is bizarre.
They're like, yeah, it's a heat wave, Danny. That's why you're sweating. He's like, nigga, I'm sweating because whoever the fuck picked this costume.
Yo, the costume design is awful at their job. But then again, everybody's just wearing like big fucking shit. But it was 97.
It was 1990.
Place in 97. Yeah.
No, sir. I don't think so. I beg to differ. So we flash to the subway where Bill Paxton's character and Maria Conchita Alonso, their characters are hanging out.
You want to know something interesting about Bill Paxton? He is the first actor to be attacked by a Terminator, an alien, and a Predator. He was attacked by the T-800 in the Terminator.
First one.
Yes.
Oh, I forgot.
In 1984.
He was an alien in 96.
He was an alien in 1986.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And this Predator.
Yeah, how about that?
Even all of them. He's the big three.
There you go.
That's kind of dope.
That's kind of cool, yeah, man.
It's too bad he died, man. Well, that was a real unfortunate death.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he wasn't that old. I mean, he was probably in his 50s.
No, he wasn't that old. He wasn't that old at all.
Yeah, Bill Pullman still lives. So when they're on the train, they come across these two women. Look, I don't like to slut shame or anything like that, but yo, one, before we get to the two women, why does this dude have like a fanny pack to keep his Evian water in?
Yeah, I noticed. I was like,
what is this? This guy's got an Evian water specific pouch, which is interesting. But they make it past that. They see these women getting harassed. And again, I don't want to shame people for what they're wearing, but yo, this is 1997 LA. This woman has got like, yo, what are you wearing? Where are you going?
I don't know. I was like, she's a stripper.
Yeah. Like, what are you wearing? Like, 1997 LA had gang violence in the middle of the street. Put some goddamn clothes on. I guess she was like, look, I ain't wearing burlap pants like Danny hot. Glover. Fuck right. That. I'm wearing an outfit that what's the comic book artist who draws women with like all thick thighs and shit?
Frank Cho.
Yeah, she's like, I'm dressing like a Frank Cho character. Fuck this noise. It's hot outside. And so these women are being harassed because, of course, they're
being harassed by the Mad Gear gang. These dudes are dressed as if they are, you know, extras in a Full Force video.
Yo, they look ridiculous. They go up and they start harassing people. They harass this one guy and he's like, hey, man, my friend needs a loan. How about you give me some money? And the guy's like, oh, yeah, sure, no problem, everybody. I'm cool. I'm hip. It's 1997. He's like, bam, I got a gun, motherfucker. What's happening? You ready? You want some of this? You want some? And this one guy who looks like a big-ass Robin Williams is like, my gun's bigger than yours. And so then all these people just start pulling out guns. And, yeah, the black dude from Full Force is there. And then it's just like Bill Nye, the science guy, has got a gun. And then, like, the two cops, we're weirdly dressed like it's 1925, are also packing, and everybody is like freaking out. And it's like, oh shit, it's a Mexican standoff. And then all of a sudden they hear some shit and a fucking Predator has jumped on the top of a motherfucking subway car. And it just breaks through and just starts murdering people. I don't know why. Didn't seem to really have a reason. It's not hunting, it's just killing people.
Well, it's killing for sport, right? Like, it's like going on safari. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, those things are minding their own goddamn business. And here comes Donald Trump Jr. coming in to kill an endangered species.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. Because the Predator kills arguably 10, 15 people on this train. And he's just killing as he goes back.
Yeah.
And the lights are flashing, so you can't really see anything. It's just craziness and people screaming. Bill Paxton's character goes to fight him off himself.
Nah, yo.
Nah, I'd be like, yo, I'm going the other way.
Yep.
It's a predator, dude. This is not worth it. Bill Paxton eventually gets murdered as well. And Maria Conchita Alonso, she eventually makes it to the back of the train. And then the predator grabs her. He's about to kill her, scans her, realizes she's preggers, and lets her go.
How convenient. I didn't know infrared can be used as a sonogram, guys.
Yeah, no, obviously. In 1997, of course.
Yes, that's just how it works.
I mean, here's the thing. You're the idiot for not knowing that. not the movie. Fuck science. Again, they found out about his weightless tool by putting it into a science box. That's what she did. She was just like, she closed the microwave and was like, bling, bling, bling. There you go. So Danny Glover eventually shows up late again. He's on CP time. And he goes after the Predator. Eventually, he makes it out on the other side of the subway. And he finds those Gary Busey guys. And they grab his ass up and push him into a trailer. And they're like, look, trying to show you something. You know, stop fucking up our business. And Gary Busey's there. He's got a solar suit on for jogging. And he's like, look, this shit is an alien. It kills people in Central America. We're not fucking around. We tried to get Arnold Schwarzenegger to be in this bullshit-ass movie, but he wouldn't do it.
But he looked at the script and was like, Predator in the city? No.
It's fucking dumb. And so he decided not to do it. So that's why you're here, Danny Glover. And he's like, so we're going to try to freeze this thing. And that's why we keep him in this fucking meat locker, because it likes to eat beef. And they're like, oh, wow, that's really interesting. Wow, wow.
Wow.
And Danny Glover is just not really blown away by this information. That an alien.
That a fucking alien is there.
He's just like, oh, all right. I mean, he's like, you guys fucking love this thing. You admire it. It's like, no, I admire what it can do. Because Gary Busey is a man of science, not a nothing more.
Did you ever think that you would ever say those words coming out of your mouth?
I say
Gary Busey is a man of science.
No, all the time. I say it all the time. I respect Gary Busey on a level that you could not possibly understand. I don't understand it either, but you definitely wouldn't. So they are saying that they're going to lay a trap at the Red Wing Meat Factory for the Predator, because they figure that they're smarter than the Predator. So they're going to freeze it so they can study it, which is a solid plan. Doesn't go the way that they thought it would.
Would you like to know the backstory as to why Dutch did not return?
Yes.
Keyes had learned of Dutch's encounter with the Predator, and he tracked Dutch down to a hospital in which Dutch was being treated for an illness from radiation sickness, though thought to be a result of exposure to the Predator's self-destruct device. After hearing Dutch's accounts of the events, Keyes and the OWLF team were sent to the jungle to investigate. They investigated and studied the site where the Predator detonated the self-destruct device and discovered evidence of a spaceship launch in the jungle, and that the deceased Predator ship had automatically returned to the Predator homeworld, and Dutch later escaped from the hospital and vanished, and Keyes personally believed he was still alive. I don't know if that does anything for you.
No, that doesn't do anything.
Just trying to find trivia.
I'd like to think that Dutch eventually found the ship and Dutch went to the Predator world and became a champion.
There you go.
That would be a much better story.
Would you like to see Dutch in the new Predator movie?
Yes, as a cameo? Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think bring him back.
Why not?
What's the best part of Predator 1? Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yes. Yeah. He's the best part of the whole franchise. He doesn't have to have a big moment. But, like, how about play out this whole idea that, like, he's, like, freaked out because he's, like, dying of, like, something, or he's like, look, let me give you some advice with this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck it. Why not? I think it'd be stupid. And look, if they're going to do that, keep that shit under wraps.
Oh, I hope so, yeah.
Keep that shit under wraps, because then when people see it and fucking Schwarzenegger shows up, people will be really excited for it.
Would you like to see a cameo of Adrian Brody in the new Predator?
So then they're trying to lay a trap for... Fuck on it. Did he survive that movie?
I think he did.
Stuck on another planet.
Yeah, I think he's on another planet.
Yeah. Doesn't it end
he's stuck, and then there are more people falling down to the planet, I think is what happened at the end of
I thought they were like... Didn't a bunch of predators show up at the end, like the super predators? And they all had them surrounded at the end?
I thought that the predators kill all the people who fall onto the planet. And then at the end of the movie, more people fall onto the planet. But I think he was still alive.
And where are they falling from?
He could smell them coming from a mile away.
That's a nose joke. Where are they falling from?
It doesn't say. If I remember correctly, the film, they just start falling. They start in the air.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
That's dumb. So these
Danny
guys.
Trejo was in that movie.
Yeah, he was. He got murdered immediately.
Yeah, because it's like you're 4 foot five.
What are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do to me?
Oh, Danny. So they lay a trap for this guy, and they're like, "Oh, we're gonna lay a trap for the predator." I'm like, "That is a bad move." And so they have this stuff that will go on the predator so that they can see him. And then you're going to try to freeze him and, you know, they'll show him what's what. And the predator's like, yeah, that's cool. I'm going to fucking murder you. So the predator he can't just see an infrared. He's got a couple of different abilities in his sweet ass helmet. And so he can see what they're, see where they're coming from and the light of their, on them. And so the predator immediately, gets to work in murdering them. And he does, I mean, pretty quickly, by the way. Like, he kills all those dudes pretty goddamn fast. Then it's only Danny Glover and Mike Harrigan. And, Gary Busey and Mike Harrigan. And so he goes in there and he's like trying to be a fucking badass and all this other shit. Gary Busey gets super fucked up. And then Mike kind of takes down the fucking
glaive move from Blade.
Yeah.
Catch him with the glaive and he just cuts him in half.
Catch you fuckers at a bad time. He fucked Gary Busey all the way up by throwing a blade through a bunch of chunks of meat and then cutting Gary Busey in half. After Danny Glover decided to walk up on a predator and not blow its fucking head off when it was down. Yeah. Rule number one of Jay's rules of fighting a predator. If it falls down, shoot it in the head. Just put your gun right up under its helmet and pull the trigger and walk away.
Yeah, always aim for the head.
Yeah, 100% of the time, dude.
Or else you get snapped into oblivion.
Yeah. But I got to say, Gary Busey's death is pretty dope. It was really gross. I remember when I saw this again as a 10-year-old. It was just like, just blood. I was like, whoa. But I was like, wait, where's the top half of him?
Right.
Like, why didn't it just fall off?
Like, was he holding on to something?
And then he still has the grip afterwards. Like, that seems weird. Like, yeah, it should have just been two chunks of meat. It was gross. Hey, look at this. Just fucking blow his head off.
Oh, let me see what's happening under here. You're one ugly. And then the alien's like, motherfucker.
I was like, all right, yeah, okay. Who wrote this?
The same people that wrote the first one.
No, but he shouldn't be able to say motherfucker. Stop having the aliens talk English. It's stupid. They're aliens and they're fucking hideous. Is this one of the best creature designs?
Yes.
The alien itself.
Yeah. I think so.
Yes, but I prefer the Predator with his helmet on.
Yeah.
Whenever definitely. I see the Predator without his helmet on, I just get like an image of like vagina dentata. You know what I mean? Just like pussy teeth. That's what his face looks like, man.
That's fair.
But yeah, I think this character design is much more interesting than the alien, even though this character is simply a humanoid. Like, you take that helmet off. And it's the
shit
most horrific looking thing.
Yeah, shit gets
seen.
Fucking real.
Right. Whereas, you know, the alien just looks kind of like a dildo.
Yeah, that's true. But I do think with the helmet on, like, just overall, the character design is really fucking dope.
Absolutely. I love when I see cosplay of the Predator.
Yeah.
Like really good cosplay of the Predator, because it looks like there's a lot of work into it, but it's doable. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then I always get like funny feelings in my nether regions when I see like a gender bent Predator.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just like,
look, I know exactly whose Instagram you're talking about. Yeah. Yeah, I know.
I don't know that
Instagram. I will show it to you. I will show it to you.
And I'm just like,
Man, I wish I was Danny Glover.
Yeah, right.
That's the only time I'll ever say that out of my fucking mouth. Man, Danny Glover was so lucky, says no one ever.
Shit.
Wow. But
is that a glaive that can cut through people? Wow. Wow. Is that a rocket launcher on your shoulder?
So this is the person.
Wow.
So this is the person. And I'll find, yeah, and I will find you the cosplay because it's kind of amazing. So Danny Glover has to take on this fucking Predator after it cuts poor Gary Busey in half, even though we still don't know where the top half of Gary Busey is. Yeah, hopefully that'll be announced in the Predator.
Yeah, Jake Busey will come up and be like, here's the top half of my dad.
I've been holding this shit for 30 years. Like, wow. Seems like a weird thing to do. So then he's like running away from the Predator, and they end up out on the roof, and old ass Danny Glover barely hanging on. He's got the Predator's fucking blade weapon, and he ends up cutting the Predator's hand off, and the Predator falls right into an apartment building, and he's the Predator. This is why it gets silly. The Predator is literally in a bathroom, injecting some sort of like thing into its skin to help it.
The Predator is cauterizing his wound in an old lady's bathroom, an old lady who apparently had Jeopardy so high that she didn't hear. Oh. She didn't hear him crashing into the building. By the way, how much does a Predator weigh? Does it weigh as much as a goddamn wrecking ball?
Yeah, clearly.
Because he just ran right through that brick building.
But look at this. Like, he busts out of there. He's like, boom, get the fuck out of my way. Look at how he knocks the front door down. He just punched that shit down. It's just hilarious. And so then Danny Glover is like still chasing after the Predator. He ends up down an elevator shaft and into the Predator's ship. We get to see a bunch of skulls, and one of the skulls we see is a xenomorph.
Yeah.
So you're like, dan, 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 dan.
Which is great marketing, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, it's still a Fox property.
It's phenomenal marketing, and it's like, that's what you're...
They killed
a dinosaur? What you're supposed to do when you have, like, properties like that. You're supposed to have fun with this shit.
Yeah. I got to tell you, man, I really look forward to Disney owning Predator and like letting Shane Black do it, and hopefully that one's good, and then like giving him reign to bring the series back. Yeah. I would really like to see the series come back. It's a good... We don't have any good sort of sci-fi action stuff like this anymore. Like, yeah. Hard R sci-fi action. Like, we just really don't.
And the Predator is not just like any, you know, horror villain. You know what I mean? Like, they do have codes. Like, it's... Yeah, I enjoy the Predator.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a huge fan of the Predator. Then, after Danny Glover murders, he gets into a fight with the final Predator, or the Predator again. He just uses the Predator's weapon and... Just gets a luck shot off and fucking epically stabs him with the bladed weapon right in the stomach. I don't think Danny Glover is a good actor, Terrence. I think you might be right. I haven't seen Almost Christmas, but I'll check it out. I won't.
He's probably very good in that.
Hmm?
He's probably very good in that movie. Just to try to prove us wrong.
Fucking Danny.
He's probably very good given the level of talent that is within that movie.
Right. I mean, he only had to compete against Monique.
Oscar, though.
He only had to compete against
Monique. So did Nick Cage. You know what I mean?
You are correct. He does have an Oscar.
Yep, sure does. So after Danny Glover, after Danny Glover kills a predator, a bunch of other predators show up, and I'm like, oh shit, son, you're in trouble now. But they're like, nah, yo, because you black and we black, we respect it. So so they throw him a flintlock pistol from the 1700s as a prize for murdering their friend. And
warriors.
Yeah, they're all warriors. And so then they're like, look, we got to go. So get your happy ass up out of here. And he's like, how do I leave? You got the smoke machine is on. I can't see the exit. And so he eventually gets out of the back of the ship. The ship takes off. You see all these predators just fucking disappearing as they throw on their camouflage. And then they just straight up bounce and they fly the fuck up out of there. And he comes out and he's all covered in white ash, much like Arnold Schwarzenegger at the end of the original Predator. And the helicopter comes down with all those douchebags from Gary Busey's team. And you're like, what happened, Harrigan? What happened?
No, that is. That one guy who's
yeah,
like,
I recognize his face.
That's Alec Baldwin. Adam Baldwin. Sorry, that's Adam Baldwin.
This guy?
Yeah. That's Adam Baldwin.
Wait.
No, it's not.
Okay. Well, IMDb and Wikipedia are lying to me then.
Adam Baldwin of like Alec Baldwin's brother?
No. Of Serenity, Firefly.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I just assumed that Adam Baldwin, you were saying, is related to Alec Baldwin. I was like, he is not a Baldwin.
No. Okay. That Baldwin is not a Baldwin.
Yes, yeah. The guy, the douchebag from Serenity who wears the goofy hat and all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
Who supported Ted Cruz?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a solid guy. Fucking dickhole. Yeah, that guy's a conservative asshole. Anyway, so he's like, you know, we were so close, man. So close. And Danny Glover just says, I have a feeling you'll get another chance. And then that guy runs off and gets in his little bitch-ass helicopter and flies off. And Danny Glover gets to keep his sweet flintlock gun, and he goes to kill a diplomat with it, and then that's it.
There you go.
Credits. Any parting words before we get out of here, gentlemen?
This movie is silly.
Yes, it is.
Yep. It's silly.
It's much sillier than I remember.
Yeah, I'm very interested to see what this what Shane Black is able to do with his Predator movie, just because no one's been able to kind of get it right after the first Predator. You know, bringing the Predator into an urban landscape seems like that's something that's incredibly 90s to do.
Yeah, it's Jason Goes to Manhattan.
Right, and that doesn't work. And then we weren't exactly... I wasn't exactly given the Alien versus Predator movie that I thought I was going to get.
You mean that the first one was fucking PG-13?
Yeah. And what is the and then Predators was trying, but it just didn't really do it for me.
No. Like, look, they need to be hard R. They need to actually have some fucking substance to it, and like make them violent. That's what they are. They're the two most violent fucking characters we have in sci-fi, in modern sci-fi. Why are they in movies where they're just like, light touch? No, rip each other's fucking heads off. That's why I came here. Come on. And kill all the humans around you. I don't want to see a predator running alongside Sanaa Lathan. Shut up. That's dumb. Oh, they're friends. No, they're not friends. Nah. Go sit down, Sanaa Lathan. Let a predator handle it. So, yeah. All right, that's it for us. We'll be back next time for another episode of No Time to Bleed.
See ya.
Take it easy.
Bye.
Some motherfuckers are always trying to ice skate uphill.